lot of people, it comes easy to fall into depression or to fall into, I guess you say, anxiety or to feel anxious about being able to get everything back up and running.
Tila Wilson is a resident at Hope Community, the largest emergency shelter for families in Leon County. She and her son have been at the shelter since October after budget cuts forced the hotel Wilson worked for to let her go. Wilson is a college graduate with an Associate of Arts in Business Administration and a minor in Medical Billing and Coding.
It made me overqualify for some jobs, and then there were just some positions that I just would not take. I was like, I can't do $8.50. I mean, if I could do at least $10 an hour to be realistic in this world, I could possibly see myself moving out and having my own place and being able to pay all the bills, but at a job making $8.50, I would definitely need two jobs.
Wilson's situation is likely familiar to many families experiencing homelessness in the Big Bend. Maria Vandenberg is the program director for Hope. She says the only thing keeping families from homelessness is a bad day.
Your car breaks down, you can't afford to fix it, you can't get to your job, you lose your job. It's a snowball.
Going Places is an outreach program for homeless youth and at-risk teens in Leon County. Its headquarters in Frenchtown has the charm of a childhood home, a large porch with rocking chairs, arts and crafts projects scattered about, a living room with board games and television, and dozens of kids coming in and out. The small home is a safe haven for children who may need a place to shower, eat, apply for jobs, or just hang out. But Aaron Foley, a street outreach advocate for Going Places, says the program finds itself helping entire families experiencing homelessness almost as much as it helps children.
Not every kid that we work with is independent. Not every kid that we work with is an unaccompanied youth. We work with a lot of kids who their families are experiencing homelessness. And we want to help the family unit as a whole, not just that one specific child. Because realistically, if you help the whole family, they're all going to be better off.
The list of services Going Places provides is constantly expanding, but ultimately it serves as a stable place for families in unstable conditions. Conditions Foley says many of the families they work with cannot control.
The kids, I mean, they're a byproduct of their family. So, you know, a 7-year-old doesn't have a choice to be homeless or not. It's whatever their family is experiencing or going through. And so if our community is not setting up for families to not enter homelessness, I mean, unfortunately, that means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids in that family are also entering into homelessness.
One of the ways Foley says many families are falling into homelessness is a lack of affordable housing.
Homelessness is 100%, in fact, like a housing issue. It's not a substance abuse issue. It's not a money issue. It's not a insert other excuse for why someone is homeless here. Homelessness is 100% a lack of housing issue.
A report from the Florida Department of Health shows Leon County to be one of the worst in the state when it comes to severe housing problems and overcrowding. The average rental price for a 2-bedroom apartment is $980. The Tallahassee Housing Authority also reports that the waiting list for eligible families to receive housing choice vouchers has reached 15,000. Allison Davidson is the project coordinator for families in transition at Leon County Schools. She refers students and families to outreach programs like Going Places through a residency survey that students take home at the beginning of every school year.
Asking them what their primary nighttime residence is. So it's either they're living in an emergency shelter, they are living in the home of another person, which is 70% of our population approximately is falling under that category, and that means that they are doubled up. So we have a family living with another family, and their name's not on a lease, so at any time they could be kicked out because of that.
Davidson says the issue goes beyond affordable housing. She has seen many families get out of homelessness only to re-enter later. It is why she believes in transitional living programs. Transitional living programs fill the gap between homelessness and stable housing by offering supervision and financial support.
We had, when I first came into this job, there was some transitional living programs that kind of were a great thing, but they've fallen through the cracks for whatever reason, I'm not really sure. And so it's like there's a need for affordable housing, but I think there's also a need for transitional living programs. And so Hope has like one dorm that's a transitional living program. But like I said, we have 900 and something students that are falling in this category.
Hope Program Director Marie Vandenberg says the overwhelming demand has shifted Hope's focus away from transitional living.
Transitional has kind of faded. What they really want to do is get folks back into stable housing as quickly as possible. So HUD is looking at shorter term stays at emergency shelters, and hopefully getting out with funding like rapid rehousing.
Now, Hope Community mainly focuses on diverting families out of the shelter by any means. This can range from calling family members to offering certification classes. Meanwhile, Wilson, who lives at Hope with her son, says that at the end of the day, homelessness is more than just money. It is reinvention, which can be an emotional toll for those who only know one way of living.
Past the point of just needing money. It's past the point of needing money. It's past the point of needing help. It's past the point of I need a place to stay. It is something that is embedded in a person because of the fact that now I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I thought I had everything together. I have to literally start all the way back over. And that means I have to change my total reality. I have to change my total mindset.
For WFSU News, I'm Ange Quintana.